pleased with the point or disappointed not to get all three today?
I think you've got to be pleased in the end. I think I'm really disappointed that we obviously didn't come in at half-time, probably two or three goals to the good. I didn't get much help, or we didn't get much help today off the referee, which I'm really disappointed with. But I think, obviously, we've MK Dons, who, you know, are more than likely going to be in the top two or at least in the top six at their own pact and on a good run of five or six unbeaten. I think overall you've got to be happy with coming away with a point, especially after two victories.
Can you think of many better spells you've seen from your side since you've been here, since that, other than that first half an hour?
No, yeah, like I say, it was, you know, we started the game really well. We talked about it for the last couple of days. We had a game plan going into the game, and it worked a treat for that first half an hour or so. You know, we've missed a penalty, we scored two goals. I think we should have had another two penalties. We've missed various chances. So, yeah, I was delighted the way we started. It took a lot out of us in terms of the effort we put in. I think you could tell towards the end of the game, a few of the boys were hanging on a little bit. That's why we tried to freshen up in the last 15 minutes or so. But I think all in all, you know, we said to the players at the end of the game, I think, you know, if we said we were going to get 7 points this week, we would have been delighted after the week we had previous.
Yeah, at the end, you said you're under the cosh a bit, but it wasn't completely 10 men in the box sort of defending. You actually saw it out relatively comfortably for the
point. I mean, when I say it was under the cosh, I mean, the whole game, the way MK Dons set up, they have a lot of possession of ball, but 80% of it's in front of you. So, you know, we knew that. We'd obviously seen them three or four times on the DVD. We'd trained all week to deal with that type of play. And they had, like I say, a couple of opportunities where there was balls flashed across the box and stuff, which got people off the seat, but they weren't really proper chances. So, you know, we were reasonably happy, reasonably in control of ourselves. And like I say, we were happy. I said to the boys, probably 3 or 4 weeks back, the same group of people, but with a different mentality, just because of some results, would have probably lost that game 3-2 or 4-2. But there's a bit more steeliness about us. We've got a little bit more quality. And we were able to, obviously, you know, make sure that we see it out and take a point.
What can you say about Izal McLeod? Because I'm sure this game meant a lot to him. Got his goal and put an excellent performance in.
Yeah, he did. And like, I think I said it probably 3 or 4 games or so ago. His work rate has improved immensely. I think, obviously, with Wes coming into the team, I think that's, you know, up the ante for him, and he's given him a little bit more purpose. And I think today he was obviously very, very good. His work rate was really good. Scored a goal, probably should have scored maybe one or two others. So yeah, he'll be more than happy going on tonight.
You forced them into a change. The problems McLeod and Thomas were causing the defence.
Yeah, we did, and you know, I suppose that's credit to everyone involved. You know, at the end of the day, we come to, you know, one of the teams who are expected to get promoted this year on their own patch, and get them to change the way they play after 25, 30 minutes. So, we had a plan going it. We had a big game plan going to this, and we stuck to it, and we did really well. And, you know, it nearly paid off for us.
Adam Webster, I'm really unfortunate for him. That own goal just seemed to strike him wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, and I just said to Adam then, I said, you know, that's the highs and lows of football. You know, he was, you know, over the moon, and he was delighted on Tuesday. You know, we switched off slightly from the set play, and they did a short one and a quick one. And, you know, unfortunately for us, it was that little touch that Brian got on at the near post and, you know, diverted it into Adam. And they're the little things I know a lot of people wouldn't have noticed, but the guy who scored the goal for them as well was Adam's man. And, you know, that was the type of day that he had today. But what I would say is that he's made two mistakes that probably cost us two goals. But I thought his general play and the way he dealt with everything else was magnificent for a 17-year-old.
First sighting in a Pompey shirt of Akos Bizaki. How long is it going to take for him to get somewhere near match fitness? And how pleased are you what you've seen from him in training so far?
Yeah, I've been delighted with him in training. You know, he'll get his game Tuesday. You know, I can tell you here and now he'll start Tuesday, he'll play. You know, it's an opportunity for it to get 60, 70 minutes under his belt. And then hopefully from there, we'll continue and assess his fitness from there. And, you know, he's obviously got bags and bags of quality, and we'll use him to the best of, you know, what we need for ourselves.
Unfortunately for Brian Howard, missing the penalty obviously didn't cost you too much in the end. Will you have to rethink penalty taker after he missed them?
Oh yeah, definitely, most definitely. I think that's just sensible, really, more than anything. Obviously slightly unlucky that, you know, the ball's hit the post, but yeah, I would imagine one of the front players will be chomping at the bit to get onto the next one.